grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon, parts of the gospel lesson and parts of the epistle lesson. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger. Today there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those who were under the law. And how many things do we wait for in life? You know how it goes. Some of you may still be waiting for the opening of the Christmas presents. Some of you went ahead last night. Some of you went ahead this morning. Then there is things like driver's license, graduation, weddings. And the time leading up to those things in life is a time of anticipation, and then as soon as they're there, we move on to the next thing, and we're waiting again. There are days that change the course of our lives. There are days that change the course of history. And there are certain days that not only change history, but they change our place in the universe. They change the whole creation itself. And a few of those days are Christmas, Good Friday, Easter. And then there will be the day when Jesus returns. And all through history, the human race waits and anticipates. And then God comes to show his grace. And so the angel came to the shepherds and said, "This day, today, there has been born for you in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." And it's no more waiting, no more anticipating. It is today. The plan of salvation was opening up right in front of those shepherds. And things began to move very quickly, and they are caught up in the sweep and the flow of God writing history and rewriting their place in the universe. Because God comes stepping down from eternity, from the timeless existence where there is no before and after, from I am that I am, and he comes into today. There's a Christmas hymn. One of the lines runs, "When down into our circling years came Christ as was foretold." And he comes to share the whole business of moments and days and years with us. It's what God does. By contrast, Christmas in the modern experience is what? It's malls and shopping and sales and presents and Christmas tunes. And how many times have you heard about Rudolph this year? Did I get what I wanted? It's my duty to spend, help the economy, make my family happy. What about the credit card bills? And when all of those things come together, our lives become filled with a mad rush. And that becomes part of our experience of Christmas. And then God says, as he has said for 2,000 years, "Today there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord." And everything stops. And it's time to think about and ponder how God has brought all of his kingdom together and given life and eternity in the birth of his Son into this world. And then the angels sing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." Because this is the place where time and eternity come together and we find out who and what we really are and where we really belong. Again, today there has been born for you a Savior. This is something completely different. It is God acting. It's not a nice story, a shared imagining, or anything of that sort. It is God doing the work of salvation. It's an eternal truth, and it has tremendous power. No matter what is happening around the world, no matter what the top story of the day is, the one that is the most important is, today there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Today is different. We can say, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And we can talk about the day of the Lord and the day of salvation, because God is doing his work. Again, the angel says, today there has been born for you a Savior, and the world is changed. It is time for the shepherds to come into the presence of God, because God has come into our world. It is time for the angels to sing the songs, because God has done the work of salvation. It is time for all of humanity to pause and to realize that God is with us. And we are not expected to go through this life on our own, and we are not expected to find our way on our own, because today there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. It all comes together in the word today, in the moments that the shepherds hear the angels and know that God has come into the world. In his coming, he gives himself, wrapped up like a Christmas present in the flesh of a little baby. And today, God has given himself to you. It's not a halfway thing, because God doesn't give a thing, an item. He gives himself. It's not halfway because he doesn't hold back. He goes all the way to the cross, and does that to make you a child of God and a child of heaven. And it is for you. In his years growing up, in his days of teaching and healing, the whole idea of "for you" was written over every part of Jesus' life. So he went for you out into the wilderness to be tempted. He went for you into the synagogues to preach and teach. He went for you to sit down at meal with sinners. He went for you to the lepers, to the blind, to the deaf, to the lame, to all those who had wandered far from God. He went for you. He went for you to the Garden of Gethsemane, there to kneel and pray. He went for you to stand trial. and to stand there in your place and receive the sentence that you deserved. He went for you to the cross and there in your place to remove the sin that separates us from God. He went for you to the tomb so that what we call our final resting place will not be our final resting place, will it? He went for you, coming out of the tomb to appear to his disciples so that we might know that he has won the victory. And he went for you, ascending into heaven, to prepare a place and to prepare to return and receive us to himself. And all of this happens in our world in the course of days and years. And the Son of God has stepped down from eternity, from the realms of heaven, and come into this world so that you may have the kingdom of God right here among you. So, let's apply this. Today there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And today the Savior is here among you and with you, with his word, with his gospel, with his forgiveness. And today the Savior sets out in front of you a meal to give you his body and his blood, assuring you that he's really joined himself to you and that he truly joins you to himself. That joined with Jesus, we can have all the blessings of heaven, and joined with Jesus, we can have all of our sins carried away. Today there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord, so that today and tomorrow and the next day and the day after, we can say, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, because today there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.